Thanks. We know that police reported hate crimes have increased dramatically over the past few years, and they continue to disproportionately target Indigenous peoples, Black, racialized, religious minority, and 2S LGBTQI plus communities, women, as well as persons with disabilities. So as our head of delegation mentioned, we did launch a new anti-hate action plan just 3 weeks ago. And it's the first ever comprehensive federal government approach to confronting hate. It really aims not only to prevent and address fissures in our society, but also to foster a sense of connection, of safety, of belonging, and of trust, very importantly. The action plan supports communities experiencing hate, and this includes 2S LGBTQIA plus communities and Indigenous peoples. And of course, it does complement Canada's anti-racism strategy, also announced very recently. And it's part of a series of complementary federal government measures. You've heard some just, you know, from my colleagues previously, that are focused on preventing and addressing the many forms of violence against communities and individuals across Canada. I'll speak to the three pillars of the anti-hate action plan, because I think they'll give you a better sense of the sort of real purpose. And the first pillar is really focused on empowering communities to identify and to prevent hate. So this is, you know, we recognize that strong, inclusive, digitally literate communities are the key to preventing hate spreading, both online and offline. And so measures under this pillar will focus on empowering communities as actors of change, supporting community organization efforts to prevent hate, advancing anti-racism, equity, diversity, and inclusion within the media and cultural sectors. The second pillar is really focused on support for victims and survivors and the protection of communities. So we know there are gaps and inconsistencies in available specialized services for victims and survivors of hate-motivated crimes. So the measures under this pillar focus on providing resources to victims, survivors, and communities to address hate, and improving the access and availability of data to better inform the federal government's efforts against hate. And finally, the third pillar is focusing on building community trust and partnerships and institutional readiness. So building trust between agencies that respond to instances of hate in affected communities is critical. And so some of the measures under this pillar will focus on strengthening coordination between key actors and improving capacity among law enforcement, security, and intelligence services to monitor, prevent, and investigate hate incidents and crimes. Lastly, I'll just flag the importance also of increased FPT collaboration on these issues, and so the action plan does also focus on the importance of enhancing that FPT, federal, provincial, territorial collaboration.